Bear Podcast 347. On the first day of Christmas, my husband sent to me a bear who is on his knees. On the second day of Christmas, my husband sent to me two nipple clamps and a bear who is on his knees. On the third day of Christmas, my husband sent to me three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the fourth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the fifth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the sixth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me six bottoms moaning, five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the seventh day of Christmas, my husband sent to me seven bears manscaping, six bottoms moaning, five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the eighth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me eight cubs a woofing, seven bears manscaping, six bottoms moaning, five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the ninth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me nine chasers chasing, eight cubs a woofing, seven bears manscaping, six bottoms moaning, five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the tenth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me 10 otters cruising, 9 chasers chasing, 8 cubs a woofing, 7 bears manscaping, 6 bottoms moaning, 5 cock rings, 4 polar bears, 3 French kisses, 2 nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the 11th day of Christmas, my husband sent to me 11 daddies flogging, 10 otters cruising, 9 chasers chasing, 8 cubs a woofing, 7 bears manscaping, 6 bottoms moaning, 5 cock rings, 4 polar bears, 3 French kisses, 2 nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the 12th day of Christmas, my husband sent to me 12 rimmers rimming, 11 daddies flogging, 10 otters cruising, 9 chasers chasing, 8 cubs a woofing, 7 bears manscaping, 6 bottoms moaning, 5 cock rings, 4 polar bears, 3 French kisses, 2 nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. Okay, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. And this is episode 347.
That's right, 347. And we're recording this on December 7th. And I hope you guys like the 12 woofy days of Christmas that you heard earlier. And it's kind of funny. I just did that a couple of years ago. It's just something silly that I did. But
It got played in Bear Radio at some point, but but anyway, okay, let's do some weekend updates. How are you first, Ray? How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you, Maynard?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Well, we pretty much saw each other all weekend, so
that's right.
We were kind of almost attached at the hip most of the weekend. So.
Yep, we're like twins.
Yep,
we're like twins. Okay, so first of all, it's how do you say this? Every year, this is what I noticed for many years now, that the first weekend of December is the busiest day of the year, busiest party weekend of the year, because of groups, social groups, or whatever parties, they want to do everything on the beginning of December.
Well, that's because if they don't, then nobody will show up at the rest of the month because there'll be other parties to go to.
Exactly. But then what happens now, they all cram it all in one weekend.
Well, that was fine. It made for an exciting weekend.
Yeah, that's true. I went to, how many parties? I went to 4 parties. That's a lot of parties all in one weekend. But it was fun. It was fun. First of all, where did we go first, Ray?
Friday night, we went to the Magnolia Party.
And it's actually a fundraiser it's a fundraiser done by gay organizations, but actually GLBT, the group of gays started it, and it's a fundraiser, and you get to choose whoever you want to send to. Write a check and you donate to, let's say, Hatch, or to I don't know. The only thing that I know is Hatch, the only beneficiary that I remember.
Three or four of them this year, and Hatch was one of them. So.
So yeah, it's a Magnolia Party, and you get to dress up. People get to wear their suits, and I get to see Ray in his suit without a tie, though.
Yeah, I'll tie this year.
I'll post that in our show notes so you can see. So it was a fun Friday night, but then I'm not used to that kind of parties, you know, dance parties and stuff like that. I like,
well, those are those parties you gotta be seen.
Yeah, to be seen, to connect, to
and then, you know,
yeah, to connect.
It was full of all these late 40 to 50 something year old men with their little 18 year old boyfriends showing off for everybody, and I was just like, I'm glad I left mine at home.
I wonder who. Okay, so that's a Magnolia Party. We didn't stay too long.
We were kind of bored.
Yeah.
The venue that they had it at this year, which was the Magnolia Ballroom, I think, was what it was called. It was actually kind of a cool place. It just wasn't right for that party because it divided everybody up into different rooms, and it was hot as hell. And
yeah. It's hot inside, it's cool outside.
And everybody was hanging out outside. And I mean, it's a nice dance floor area, but I liked it better when they had it at the Kim Sung's ballroom they had it at last year, and then the place they had it at before that, which was the Rockefeller Center.
Yeah,
because they were like big rooms, and everybody could be there, and you could walk around, and then there was some places you'd get away, you know, kind of be a little bit private, but. I like this. The Magnolia Ball was probably cool for some other kind of party, but not a party like that.
So. But not as big as a party like that, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. But nevertheless, it was fun for a while.
Fun.
And then we just went home. I just went there dressed up, and we just went home.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's a Friday night. And then Saturday, we went to the Asians and Friends party.
Yep. So and that was
okay, that's the night I made egg rolls. I always make turkey egg rolls, and I got lots of comments about that. And it's always turkey because I have friends who are allergic to shrimp. Because most of the time, lumpia, the Filipino egg rolls would be usually it's pork, and they mix in some shrimp. And I have friends who are allergic to shrimp, and I have friends who are Muslims. So, I made a compromise. I'm going to make turkey egg rolls. I always make turkey egg rolls, and it's healthier, right? Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, turkey egg rolls. Although it's deep fried.
Yeah.
But still, it's turkey. It's kind of kosher in a way. So that And then we had a party. And what did I get? I got a pan. You left early, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had other things I had to take care of.
Oh, you had a date. That's right. You had a date that evening.
That's right.
So I ended up with a pan.
Y'all, let me tell you how this thing. They started doing their gift exchange, and Maynard was on the phone with Mike. Mike, what do we? This is what we got to choose from. Do you want, you think we need this? And I was just like, oh my god.
Go get. Should I get the wine or the wine glass or the glass pan, the baking pan, casserole pan? So get that or what should I get? Because to me, that's the only thing useful in the. The whole party. And the other stuff are magazines from 87. Gosh, I saw those magazines. They were, you know, these are hot guys in leather. And that was 1987. By now, how many years now? Those guys are bears now, I bet.
Yep.
I bet. So, yeah, it's a cool party, of course.
And, of course, my date asked me, he said, what is the deal with Asians and all white guys? And I said, you tell me, you're the Asian.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me. I don't know. It's to me as a chaser, as an Asian guy who likes bears. It's. I don't know. It's just like being different. It's like somebody who's different from me. That's the one I like. Something like that. So a total opposite. Because I'm smooth and smaller, and the one bigger guys with hairy body. So that's how I am. How about you? How about you, Rice Queens, or whatever you call yourself? Right.
Well, I just like guys that are smaller and younger than me. So.
Oh, okay.
You know, smooth or hairy, it really doesn't matter to me.
So, oh, okay. It's not necessarily the opposite for you. Mm-hmm. Huh? Okay.
It's just the whole ability to pick them up and throw them around.
Ah, flip them the way you want. Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've been shopping? What did you do?
I went with Jerry and Patrick up to Trader's Village on Saturday because I was tired of sitting in the house. So I said, let's go do something.
And so you went shopping.
And I called them and I said, what are y'all up to? Y'all want to go to Trader's Village? And they're like, oh, we're at Steak and Shake. And I said, oh, really? Thanks for inviting me.
Steak and Shake, that's somewhere you really want to go, huh?
Well, I like
Steak. You like Steak and Shake, huh? So. Okay.
And they were up there, so they're already close by. So we just met them at Trader's Village and walked around. And you know, Trader's Village is nothing but a giant flea market. So I don't think any of us bought anything, but we looked at everything. So it was pretty cool. It was good to get out of the house and walk around. So it was good exercise. So, and then after the Asians and Friends party, we came back here and I got my butt beat in Star Trek chess. Because I had to play chess, and so because I don't have a regular chess set, I got a Star Trek chess set with Jean-Luc Picard and all those.
Oh, it's really chess, but okay. So
it's got Star Trek characters in it. So, and I hadn't played in so long, I totally forgot how to play, and basically Terry just whooped my ass.
Ah, really? Okay, so what are the pawns? The pawns, what are they supposed to be?
They're different enterprises. There's the Enterprise D, and then there was like the Enterprise C, I think.
How about the King and Queen?
Picard and Crusher.
Crusher.
Got Crusher, yeah.
She's just the queen, the Dr. Crusher, okay. Yeah.
And I think Worf's the bishop. Mm-hmm. And Riker's
That's gotta
Riker's
be
the castle. And Data is the knight.
That's gotta be the geekiest chessboard.
Worf's the knight. Riker's the bishop.
Nice.
And Data's the castle. So
Data's the castle. Okay.
I don't think so. So anyway, but it's just I've always wanted to learn to play chess, and I started learning like many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. But I didn't get to learn that much because I moved away from the person that was teaching me. So I was like, you know, I really want to learn to play chess again because it teaches thinking about strategy and, you know,
and thinking ahead.
Thinking ahead and stuff. So, and I think everybody should learn how to play it because I think it's a great learning tool, and I need to get back into thinking about things and planning better and getting it down. So I thought that'd be a good way to do it. So
you know what's
so,
even what's even
and I found
better?
A geek that used to be in their high school chess club, so I brought them on board to train me, so teach me.
You know what's better than chess? Magic the Gathering. Yes.
No, that's just evil. That's satanic.
That's satanic. No, I used to play Magic the Gathering.
That's devil talk.
That's devil talk. Ooh.
Ooh.
Anyway, okay, so going on, moving on, we have the HAB party on Sunday. We always do it on Sunday. So how was that? What did you get? You were playing Santa.
I was playing Santa, but I think I ended up with some kind of beer stuff. I have still had the bag still sitting on my floor, and had a chance to go through it, but it's some kind of beer stuff that I got. So a nice Target, you know, Riesel bag and stuff like that. So
you know what's funny?
There was a groomer in there. And what else was there? There was a groomer and some beer stuff, and there was one other thing in there, and I can't remember what it was. So, but it was kind of cool.
So, I noticed that the bears are a lush group.
There's a lot Jack of alcohol.
Jack Daniels, vodka. What else? Usually, when you go to other parties, not the bear ones, they're just pretty much like old magazines or Snuggies or whatever. So this time it's just lots of alcohol, and that's being passed around. So we always do the white elephant gift exchange, which is always fun.
Yeah.
And I wanted the tools. No, not the tools, but the barbecue set. I wanted to get that one, but somebody stole it, and it's the third steal already, so I can't touch it anymore. I ended up with wine. Actually, it's a wine and two wine glasses, which is pretty fine. I think Mike would like it. So better that than anything else that is out there. They even have one of those dancing things for belly dancers.
Oh, yes, that's been re-gifted for like 2 or 3 years now.
Really? It's a re-gift for years now?
Yeah.
That's really nasty. Yeah, it's voted one of the worst gifts that evening, which is pretty much predictable. Okay, so that's the HEB one. You're doing the Santa. Do you always do Santa every year?
No, that's my first year doing it.
Oh, really? Okay. You gotta make comments. You gotta make nasty comments, like how Carl does it in Asians and Friends. You know, just one and lambast
it. I'm not nasty and hateful like that.
Oh, really?
I got up and everybody tell their name and tell a little bit about themselves, because there's a lot of new people there.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So there's a lot. There's even one from Canada. Oh, we have a Canadian.
Yeah, he's a big old bear. I'm surprised you went all up on that.
Well, I don't know. He's been his boyfriend, I think, or something like that. But yeah, we had pasta. All the things you there's always carb load. Whenever we have a party, it's always carb load.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But that's good. So after that, actually, I had to run. I had to go to my softball team. Okay, we always do the gayest thing ever.
Well, it is the gay softball league.
Yeah, it is. But we always do ornament exchange. Yes, that's how we do our white elephant gift exchange with ornaments. Yeah. So what I got are a pair of cocks.
A pair of cocks.
Yes, a pair of cocks. One big one and one small one. They're actually chickens that are Christmas decor. So, so I have to hang them this year. I'm gonna hang them on the tree that I'm gonna build.
Well, you all have a very well hung tree then.
That's right. Mm. I'll post a picture on my Facebook or something one of these days. So, how about you? Have you built your tree already? You have, right?
Yeah, my tree's up. It's been up since the weekend after Thanksgiving. My thing was always doing the Christmas tree the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. So, the Friday after Thanksgiving.
So, and this is the first year I've had a real live tree in probably 2 or 3 years, just money-wise and just time and everything. So
you got a real tree? That's a real tree you got?
Yes. Friday I went to Lowe's. I had to get some stuff to work on something. And I said, well, let me go look at the trees, because I was like, I don't think I can afford one this year, and it's not, you know, not going to be worth it, blah, blah, blah. And I walked through, and that day only they had trees for $19, so I grabbed one. I said, well, hell, thanks. Splurged on $20 for a live tree. Makes my apartment smell very good.
Oh, really?
So I brought it home, and then Terry came over Saturday and helped me decorate it. And
aww.
Of course, it's a bear themed tree, which I think this is going to be the last year I'm going to use those for a while. So switch
up. Why?
It's just kind of bland to me.
Really?
I want something different.
My tree's bland. It's just circles. Just globes. That's all I have.
I just want something different. I mean, I've had these decorations for probably 10 years now, or no, probably about 6 or 7 years I've reused them. So, and I just want to update something else different for a little while. So,
yeah. So, actually, I haven't set up my tree yet. I feel bad about it.
I really need to. Don't you have to wait for Mike to get here?
No, he's going to be here probably a week or a week before Christmas. So, I don't know. I want to build it. I'm probably either tonight or tomorrow evening. Probably tomorrow morning. I'll do it tomorrow morning, maybe. We'll see. I have plenty of time. And then it's going to be busy this coming weekend. So probably on the next show, I'll talk about it.
Or you're going to be out of town this weekend.
Yes, I am. I will be in New Orleans for the first softball, gay softball tournament in New Orleans. Yeah, so we're going to go there. So, okay, how about we move on to some of our topics? The one you
well, this, everybody just listening, we're actually recording this show on Tuesday, December the 7th. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows that this is Pearl Harbor Day. And I just want to talk a little bit about Pearl Harbor because it's, to me, it's always been one of the two main things in American history that's always, that I've always been interested in and where it's changed our lives, that I can see the biggest change in our lives was the Civil War and the beginning of war and World War II, because it changed how America did things, the family structure, everything. So I just want to talk a little bit about Pearl Harbor Day. One, because I don't think our veterans ever get enough thanks for putting their lives on the line and then giving their lives, a lot of them, like they did on this day. So,
yes.
But it's, you'll, it'll always be a date that will live in infamy, December 7th, 1941. On an otherwise calm Sunday morning on December 7th, 1941, the Japanese shocked the world by bombing the American naval base at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. This dastardly attack was the turning point of the for America and the war. On December the 8th, the nation was gathered around its radios to hear President Roosevelt deliver his Day of Infamy speech. The same day, Congress declared war on Japan. On December the 11th, Congress declared war on Germany. The slogan, Remember Pearl Harbor, mobilized the nation and helped awaken the mighty war machine and the economic engine that is America. Over 3,500 Americans were killed or wounded in the two waves of terror lasting 2 hours long. 350 aircraft were destroyed or damaged. All 8 battleships of the U.S. Pacific Fleet were sunk or badly damaged, including the USS Arizona. And yet, all of America's aircraft carriers remain unscathed. The sinking of the USS Arizona ended the story of the invincible battleship and began a new story about the superior of the mighty aircraft carrier. So, for me, this is kind of when America changed and became what we know as the U.S. today, because all the men went off to war. All the women went into the, pretty much a majority of the women who were up to that time were all housewives, went to work. They went into manufacturing and getting the war machine going. And this where I think the whole basis of where America changed from having mom, you know, dad that worked and mom at home and, you know, and it changed. That changed and it came back and eventually turned into latchkey kids. And, you know, after the war, it was two cars in every garage and a chicken in every pot. And, you know, the whole, you know, we can have anything we want, blah, 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 is, you know, pay for it and everything. And it started what we consider, I guess, the current America. Mm-hmm. Because before that, it was still a very, I guess, agrarian lifestyle across the U.S.
Not industrial? It's agrarian?
I mean, there's industrial areas, but I don't think it was as we were in the mass production of stuff like we were in, after the war, before that. Mm-hmm.
The men went to war over the girl, or the women.
Mm-hmm. I think America kind of lost its innocence on that day.
Since that day. That changed everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's been the only attack on U.S. soil, I think. I think Hawaii was Hawaii a state by then? I'm trying to remember.
Yes, it should be. It should have been. Yes, I guess it was because it is U.S. soil, so it is this part of U.S. I think so. I think it is.
Yep.
Back in 2006, around August, we went to Hawaii and we got to see the USS Arizona. It was still sunk in there, and it's kind of sad just walking around there because. You were actually walking on top of it, and you look
the ship,
you look down, you see
You still see the old coming up and stuff. So yeah,
and oil's coming up. Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think you know that's a lot, and I think we forget about that. You know, because since World War II, there's has not been, I guess, what we consider a big worldwide war. We went to Korea, and we went to Vietnam, and we've been in Iraq and Afghanistan. But I don't think it's been to the effect that the entire world was changed. So, and even though the terrorist attacks were considered an attack on American soil, it wasn't by another country. It was by a group of crazy individuals, in my opinion. But anyway, I just want to say that. And if there's any people that served in our armed forces, thank you for your doing that.
Thank you for your services.
Yes. So.
Yes. Wow. I remember that day. Around that time, my dad... How old was my dad? My dad was about 9 or 10 years old,
and he was my parents weren't even born yet.
Really? Oh, they were that young, huh? But my dad was born in 31. That's right. Oh, my dad was 10 years old when that happened, and around when he was 10, they went to the mountains and carrying my aunt, who was still a baby, or probably a toddler, and he had to carry my aunt on his shoulders because they were hiding in the mountains because the Japanese were attacking the Philippines back then. So that was the story I heard from my dad, that they were fleeing the town and going to the mountains and hide. Wow, kind of scary.
I know. It's kind of, and you know, it's that's just our grandparents' time frame. I mean, that's when they were all, most of our grandparents were young. And I think my grandfather was 19 or 20 when he went off to war.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, he went to war then. Yeah.
Yeah, he was in World War II. He was in Germany. So he would. I never could get him to really talk about it. He worked, basically, from my understanding of what I got out of him, is that he basically went and picked up the dead bodies off the fields. That was his job. The only thing that I know that he has from the war, there is a German sword that hung over there. Mantelpiece as long as I can remember, and I think my uncle got it when he finally passed away, but he brought it back. It was a German I think it was a major sword.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you have it?
I hope my uncle still has it.
Yeah,
I think he got it afterwards. So.
Gonna keep it or sell it? Pawn it?
I don't know.
Hawk it?
I would like to have it. I don't know. I'll ask him next time I see him or talk to him.
No, this is going to be hard going through the airlines unless you drive it.
Moving on. For safety.
Yeah. But actually, we're running out of time with that one. Let's read an email. Read an email. And then I'll lead you on to it. Okay. So first of all, listener comments from Robert. Okay. This is an email from him, right?
Yep.
Okay. Wait a second. Oh, he sent another email? Wow. Oh, I thought we already talked about this last week. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's talk about it again. Anyway, so Robert.
Didn't you read it last week?
I think we read it last week. Should we read it again? I guess we can read it again.
I think we need to cut all that out.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
I think it's on our copy and paste everything. It must be
sense. Yeah, and paste. Too bad. But that's okay. That's okay. I would like to remind everyone, Bear Podcast is nominated on the Best of the Bears by The Complete Bear. So I'm going to put the links on the website. Just go to thecompletebear.com and there are links there to... you can vote for us. You can just go to the website and simply click Bear Podcasts, checkbox, and submit and vote. And that's pretty much it. That's all you have to do. You can do it on your iPhone or your Android or whatever device or your computer, whatever computer you're using. So it's always good to have all the votes we can get. And I think the deadline is December 31st. Also, you can also send us greeting cards if you want to, or whatever you want to send. Send it to Bear Podcast, or you can send it to Nard and Ray, P.O. Box 2511, Humble, Texas 77347.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful.
Worry.
What's your
my
hurry?
Father will be pacing the
listen
floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So
roll.
Really, I'd better
beautiful.
Scurry.
Please don't.
But
hurry.
Maybe just half a drink.
Put
more.
Some records on while I.
Well, the first part of the this episode is 347. It's recorded on December 7th, and this is Nard.
And this is Ray, and we're back for part
we're
two.
We're back. For part two,
we're trying some new things, guys. We're trying to work out some kinks in the show because we're looking forward to do some other stuff, but we have time constraints on doing that. So we're playing around with some different formats and stuff. So y'all have to bear with us for a little bit until we figure it out.
Yeah, that's right.
But but for the rest of y'all that are for some reason got part two of 347, go listen to part one of 347.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you download it from the website, it's going to be one thing, I think, right?
Yeah, it's going to be one thing. It's going to be one thing. Okay, so, I guess we're continuing on with our topics for today. So, let's talk about Christmas, since today is, it's Christmas, and you guys are shopping. We're probably shopped already. And what are you guys getting for Christmas? Okay, you first, Ray. What do you want for Christmas? Well, besides world peace, what else do you have?
Well, let's see. I want world peace. I want a cure for AIDS. I want to lose about 60 pounds. And become very muscular.
Really?
Really.
You
but
have
I don't
to be
want to
muscular.
Have to work at it. I don't want to have to work at it. I just want it to happen. I want the sound of the come down the chimney and go, poof.
No, you can't
you look
do
like Dwayne
that.
Johnson with hair.
I don't think you can do that just like that.
Well, I'm just saying, that's what I want for Christmas. He's an elf. He works his magic. He made Artie walk. That's all I got to say.
Oh, that's right. That's tonight. We just finished watching Glee. Just we just watched Glee, and it's kind of fun.
I'm just kidding. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, we can talk about world peace and all that great stuff.
Yeah,
I don't think it's gonna happen.
Okay,
but there are some things that I sit. You know, we sit around and it's like, God, I wish I really had that, mm-hmm. or I'd really like to have that. So I just thought about, you know, what do you really want for Christmas? So, I'd really like to have Harry Shum Jr. for Christmas, or Stephen Yoon for Christmas.
Who are they?
You'll have to go look them up.
Oh, okay. Stephen.
But they are of this Asian persuasion.
They have the Asian persuasion, okay.
So, they're both very hot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, well, I asked for Taylor Laurent last year, but I didn't get that in my stocking, so maybe I can get two. I just set off one, you know.
Oh my God. We'll talk about that in a minute, okay?
So, but, you know, that's part of my wish list, you know, two hot Asians, or at least one. So, I guess ultimately, I want a new TV since my big screen died, and I'm looking on this little bitty TV screen in my living room now. So, if Santa could bring me anything, I'd wish for a nice big old 50-inch screen, flat screen TV. Mm-hmm. And I guess the other thing that I'm really interested in that I'd like for Christmas would be an iPad.
An iPad. Ooh. So. Okay, that's what I'm about to say. I would like to have an iPad too, but this is not the good time for an iPad. I'm telling you guys, iPads are good, but the iPad 2 is better. It's going to come this coming February. So that's about 100 days from now. Can you wait 3 more months?
what's going to be on the iPad 2?
Oh, front-facing camera, Retina display, the screen will be better. It's going to have I think they're going to have a USB port for charging. So it's going to be enhanced. It's going to be probably twice or three times better than the new iPad.
And probably three times the price of what it is now?
No. It's always the same. It will always be the same. Whatever the price the previous year will be the same price as the next year. Just like the iPhones. All the iPhones have always been, how much, $600 or $500, something like that. It's always like that. So every year. So it's going to be the same thing with the iPad. Yeah, so.
Either way, I can't afford either one, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't either read that.
But if anybody upgrades to the iPad 2, it must make me a really good deal on the iPad, because what I want it for is just for goofing off. So I don't think I want it for anything serious. So.
Goofing off, you cannot watch XTube on it. This doesn't allow Flash.
Well, no, I like reading.
Oh yeah, okay, reading, yeah. Oh, you mean to say you're going to go digital now?
Well, I mean, I like reading books, but I mean, I can go. There's a lot of free stuff that I can read online. Like there's Nifty.org that you can go read all the different stories on, and a bunch of other stuff. But it's kind of hard to get this big old iMac in the bed with me. So, and if I bring my laptop home from work, it's just bulky and heavy and hot.
Mm-hmm. But you know,
and just like having it up for messaging. You know, chat online.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, sometimes I just like to go crawl in the bed and relax for a little while.
Ray, I've always known you to be a book reader. Physical book reader.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to stop that. I mean, but let's face it, money's tight right now. And I can go, for what I go buy a book for, I can get half the price online for most of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
There's a bunch of free sites that you can go where people post their stuff for you to go read. So.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Actually, right now Google is releasing their own ebook store, and you can read it
the new
off
Chrome
the website.
Store, the new Chrome that got released, they has its own store in it.
Yeah, uh-huh. Google's really ramping up right now. Also, Amazon right now is having their the Amazon Kindle and stuff like that. There's also an app for the computer. You can now, I think they're. I read that they're going to be releasing it also for the web, so you can use your browser just reading it. So you don't have to install an app just to read a book.
Cool.
Yeah. So there's so many things that are coming up right now. Kindles, I do not recommend Kindles. I don't like Kindles. I personally don't like Kindles because.
Or if you're just reading books, my understanding is that Kindles are the best one to read them on because.
Yeah, but
you read them outside. You can read them better, and it's a lot better to read on than the iPad.
That's
true. But that's all you can do is read books.
Yeah, what happens now? It's a single. I think you can check an email or browse a little. True, but to me, for me, it's really a single purpose device. I don't like single purpose devices. You know, if it occupies space in my bag or in my pocket, it has to be multi-purpose. So that's my beef with the Kindle. So that's why I like
it. Android version of the iPad just come out today.
Android version or the Nook? I think Nook is based on Android.
Android, yeah. It has no buttons or anything. It's all touchscreen and
And it's mainly for reading. I think I've seen it, but I think Bed Bath & Beyond had it. But I don't know. I don't know much about it, but I've heard people hacking it so it would become a full-fledged Android device. Yeah, so these geeks, they just do hack everything. Just keep hacking everything. But anyway, so my recommendation, if you're going to buy an iPad, wait for it. Wait 100 days. Wait for February. It's going to come out in February or March.
Yeah. So, I said, if you have an iPad and you want to donate it to a wonderful guy that does Bear Podcast for free, I'll take it.
Send it to P.O. Box 2511 Humboldt, Texas 77347.
That's
send
right.
it to Ray.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So how about some stories, Ray?
Stories.
Let me see. What do you have here? Oh, about the Homeland Security thing.
Oh, yeah. Voldemort.
Walmart.
Has teamed up. Store that shall not be named. Has teamed up with Homeland Security for safety. Walmart's going to start running these public service announcements to take an active role in ensuring the safety and security of the nation. And this is their whole thing that they're advertising. Homeland security starts with hometown security, and each of us plays a critical role in keeping our country and community safe. Now, I know they're targeting the more rural areas of the U.S. because them old biddies in small towns, they be watching all your business, because I'm from a small town. Not much gets past some of them old women that sit in their house looking, peering at the blinds and stuff. Now Homeland Security giving them reason to do it, so... So, but anyway,
everybody,
they're gonna start running these ads, these video ads in Walmart on the little monitors as you're standing in line. About if you see something, say something campaign. So they implemented it in New York City, and now they're kind of spreading across the U.S. So it puts people out there to if they see something, report it. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's ask the listener. Listener, do you shop at Walmart? I guess there's a lot. I heard some of my friends go to Walmart, but how's Target lately, Ray?
I don't know. I don't have money to go shop.
No, but I heard there's this boycott on Target.
I think that's over with, especially after the
that's
guy
over with?
They donated the money to Lost. So.
Oh, okay. All right. So I guess they're kind of redeemed themselves. So we're back to Walmart. So the gays are now back to Walmart.
I don't know. I don't think they ever really left, Mark, personally, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a neighborhood Target here, and people got. I heard that someone or a few people got mugged, and I could see what you're saying about Walmart for safety and stuff.
Well,
like that.
I mean, people gotta watch this. It's not super bad out there, but it's kind of rough. I mean, there are people sitting out there. The unemployment rate and Christmas holidays coming, and you know, people buying stuff and walk and not paying attention when they go out to the parking lots and leaving stuff in the car. I mean, it's just prime for anybody that's kind of desperate to do something to do it. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of hard. I don't like the idea of getting mugged or even
that's why all this geek shop online.
Yes,
although what's really
that's exactly what I did. Oh my
although
God.
What's really pissing me off about shopping online, a lot of the companies now, if I go find something I like and I go try to ship it to somebody, they won't let me ship it to them. I have to ship it to my address. Mm-hmm. Because the billing and shipping has to match your billing address for your credit card.
Yeah, and then you ship it again. Oh, good Lord.
Which I think, you know, they're charging you $20 to ship it to you, which is way marked up because it's shipping and handling, which is nothing but a ripoff. And I work in transportation. I know it's a freaking ripoff. And they send it, charge you $20, ship it to you, and then you have to spend the $5 to ship it to your mom. So, So you end up spending $25 to ship a $30 piece of Christmas gift. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what's hard. I'm just gonna mail a check to my mom or something. She doesn't want gifts. It's a good thing. Because I don't have
to ship anything. Here's the ultimate. You know, you tell people what you want for Christmas. You know, we were talking about Christmas presents. I told my mom, I said, look, Mom, this is what I want from you from Christmas. I want these specific socks.
You want socks from your mom? Okay.
I told her exactly. Well, you know, she's tight. Her budget's tight, too, since she's had the stroke and was out of work for a while and stuff. So, I figured I'd make it simpler for her. I said, all my socks are wearing out. These are the type I like. This is where you get them from, and this is a specific brand I want. I want them black, and then if they have white ones, you can pick me up a pair of white ones, but I prefer black. But I need mainly black because I wear them for work. So we'll see if I get those or not. I probably won't, because my mother never listens to me when I tell her what I want, ever. So
why don't you ask her to make one for you?
No,
she's not.
So anyway.
Anyway.
So anyway. Talking about iPads and iPhones, AT&T is now the worst carrier, according to Consumer Reports.
Mm-hmm.
So
I heard about this and I read about this. It's the worst and the ranking and everything. They're really the lowest. Next up would be T-Mobile, then Sprint, then Verizon, then US Cellular. Where does US Cellular come from? I heard about them before, but all of a sudden they're all. I think they're somewhere else.
T-Mobile and Verizon. I don't think Sprint's that big in Houston. I might be wrong, but
the only thing that I complain about AT&T is that sometimes they really drop the calls. They really drop my calls. That's the only complaint I have. Internet, hit and miss. Sometimes it's down. Sometimes it's okay from where I am. How about you? What complaints do you have with AT&T?
I've never had a problem with AT&T until I go to BFE, like my hometown. I can't get signal or can't get on a 3G network. I go to 3G, I go down to Edge, and sometimes I can't even get that. So, but you know, AT&T come back and says they were quick to point out that an independent test from Global Wireless Solutions have concluded that AT&T's mobile broadband network is 20% faster than its nearest competitor and 60% faster than arch rival Verizon.
But it's faster, but is it stable? Or is it reliable. I don't know. Or does it have enough coverage? Because I remember Mike and I, we were driving in Maine a couple of years ago. We were driving and I had my iPhone. And okay, let's look where we are. Look at where we are. I could see the blue dot on the map, meaning the GPS is working, but it couldn't download any maps, so it's just a moving dot. it doesn't have enough coverage. That's the only problem with AT&T.
Well, I think they have coverage. I just think everybody expects it to be everywhere, and it's not. I mean, it takes money to put the coverage everywhere, I'm sure AT&T would raise the price of everything to drop. Put up new cell towers everywhere, but you know, if you're out in the middle of nowhere, probably where you really need the phone, they don't have it. So, but AT&T also has a tremendous momentum in the wireless space, adding a net 2.6 million new wireless customers last quarter, and half of those were all new iPhone customers.
Mm-hmm. iPhone 4? Did they say iPhone 4?
iPhone customers. So, but you also got to look at that since iPhone 4 come out. That was a million new people they put on their wireless that they're trying to deal with. Mm-hmm. And then they're talking about the whole 4G thing, the fact that the 4G things, which is kind of a confusing mess to some people, and that iPhone is about to lose its, AT&T is about to lose its exclusive hold on iPhone at the end of the year, and that Verizon is going to start selling an iPhone in early 2011. 6 million of those customers could defect to Verizon, of course, if they want to buy a new phone, because I understand you can't use the same phone for both.
No, you can't, because Verizon is using CDMA, and AT&T is using GSM. So that's I read somewhere that Verizon is kind of doing a semi-exclusivity, since it's going to end its exclusivity with Apple is using its exclusivity with AT&T. Is that right? Apple losing its exclusivity with AT&T next year. That's right. Verizon, I think Verizon wants the same thing. They want to have exclusivity too. Which, that's going to be bad, because
a bunch of people are going to jump ship and they don't get on Verizon and find out it's almost exactly the same, I'll bet.
Won't they have problems with international? Because I don't think Verizon phones work internationally, because they're, like I said, they're not GSM. They're all CDMA phones. Yeah. Listener, if you guys know anything about the Verizon jump, are you guys gonna jump? Hey, listener, are you guys gonna jump to Verizon if the iPhone goes to Verizon? Let us know.
Okay. Knows, if you haven't read all the new on the articles and stuff on it, you've seen all the 4G advertisements from T-Mobile, Sprint, and Verizon bragging about a much better wireless network at blazing flash speeds. Here's the secret carriers don't advertise it. 4G is a myth, like the unicorn. It hasn't been spotted anywhere in the wild just yet, and it won't be anytime in the near future.
I mean, they're not really doing true 4G? I guess that's how it is.
Well, they're saying that they just determined last month that 4G is defined as a network capable of download speeds of 100 megabits per second.
So it's, if that's the case, then that's fast, but it's not 4G.
That's fast enough down an average high definition move in about 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. None of the new network carriers are matching that standard.
So it's not really 4G. It's still 3G then, a fast 3G or something like that.
So, I mean, they said that their speeds are just better, and they're really not that much better is what the people are reporting. So, and it's pretty much 4G is all PR.
Yeah.
So, but people think, 4G is faster. Well, no, it's not.
I'm not really impressed with... I am impressed with 4G. The so-called 4G, since you mentioned it's a myth. It's so-called 4G because some of my friends have Sprint. And I have this friend of mine who keeps bragging his HTC Evo and keep pushing in my face that, 4G is so fast. Look at this. Getting 4 megabits per second.
He might think it's fast now, but if all these people jump ship and get on that network, it ain't going to be much better. Nope. It's like putting a whole bunch of people on your internet at the company. That bandwidth shrinks regardless of how much you got out there. Only so much can be pushed through a network at one time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So let's see what happens. Let's see what happens with Verizon having iPhone. I think they're gonna go through a crawl also when the iPhone goes to Verizon. They're going to have the same problems. I expect that.
A bunch of people are going to jump ship, and it's going to be all about the same at the end. So we'll see.
Yeah. That would mean AT&T would have its network a little less congested because they're all going to Verizon. Oh, which is fine with me. I think competition is good. That's what I think. That's always good. Okay, so let's move on. How about Scruff Wolf, What a Bear? What do we have?
Oh, Scruff Wolf, What a Bear. Have you seen the picture of Scott's, the Scott's pictures I sent you?
He's hot. He's hot.
So, our Scruff Wolf, What a Bear this week is, his name's Scott, and he says, I identify as a bear. He's 35, 5'10", 230 pounds, a couple tats, and he said all the rest can be discussed. You just got to talk to him about it. He's located in North Chicago. He moved there more than a year ago, and there's still so much to do, he says, and he wants somebody to explore it with him. So his hobbies and interests, he's a big geek. Imagine that.
He's into a bear and being a geek.
Sci-fi and horror, even if it's bad. So, you know, he's like, he's a lot like Mike. He'll watch anything.
He likes Human Centipede.
Yes, I bet you likes the Human Centipede.
Probably.
He loves to read. His favorite authors are Lev Grossman and Neil Gaiman. I think that's how you say
it. Neil Gaiman. Yeah,
Gaiman. Musically, he's all over the place. And he's fixated on mashups, so he must love Glee and old school industrial. He prefers bars to clubs and would rather go to a low-key drink, go grab a low-key drink with a couple of good friends at a hole in the wall than being crammed into a loud, crowded, popular spot. In the spring and summer, he loves to go camping, hiking, the beach, etc. Now the weather's cold, and he is in Chicago, so he's freezing his cojones off now. He needs somebody to help keep him warm.
Yep.
He tends to hibernate and is catching up on old movies and gaming. He recently started to play WoW again.
Oh, no. It's one of those. So, bears and WoW.
He said, put a quick plug in here, working on starting a GLBT guild with a decent bear slant on the Bloodhoof server.
Bloodhoof server.
So if okay, you're watch for Bloodhoof you server. Bear, wow. You want to go be starting any year, go to Bloodhoof server and find them. They've named it Unstoppably Adorable.
Oh, that's the name of the guild. Unstoppably Adorable. Nice.
So
okay.
PST either Dashiel or Anukul. I think
Anuki. Anuki. I think it's Anuki. Anuki.
I like Miss Anuki. And for like info, all are welcome. So,
you all like Anuki. Okay, for info.
And, even with the Trevor Project, he said you can contact him on Bear411. His profile is Bully Boy. And he said, yeah, there's a story there. So, but he's always looking for friends to fill to hit me up. So you can find Scott on Scruff or you can find him on the Bear411. So,
okay, Bully Boy.
So, and his Maynard had his picture posted on the website. So,
yep, we'll put it in the show notes for you guys to see. Great. Okay, let me see. Well, we're going to be reaching an hour very soon. And let's go to emails. Let's go to email. Actually, we got an email from... Oh, we also have an audio. Haha. Okay, let me play some audio for you guys. I don't know if you guys remember this from back in August. I got to play some audio. Here we go, if you guys can hear this.
Mark, and I can't wait to put my fucking dick in your ass. You come to Portland, I'm gonna loosen that hole up.
Yeah, that's that's the guy from Portland. Well, he sent me an email saying I was informed from one of our friends. My friends, that you broadcasted the audio of one of my videos on the show. Thanks. From what I understand, you were impressed. Yes. Would that episode happen to be on the website? Yeah, he was asking where it is. I'd like to give a listen. So he wants to listen to it, and he's really flattered that we played it. In fact, I got to contact him again, and he wanted me to play his other video. So here's the other video. Yes. It's really impressive, Ray, because it's really a big cum shot.
Oh, and you're not sharing with me?
Yeah. I'll show you in a bit.
You'll have to burn all these on a disc so I can give them to the boy. He'd be very excited about this, I'm quite sure.
Excuse me, discs? Who uses discs? Oh, can I just email it to him? Oh, he can't look at it on the web. He can't look at the web. That's right. Okay. We'll think of something. But
he's in college. I can do anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's our friend from Portland. So thank you, Bear from Portland.
Fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck
yeah. Oh, my God.
Merry fucking Christmas. Beyond.
And this time he didn't get to meet Mark, I guess, whoever that Mark is. Okay, so, well, I guess he must have been very satisfied. Okay, so I guess we're going to close the show. Thank you guys for listening. Like I said, if you guys want to send anything to us, like a holiday card or whatever, or a gift for Ray or something, or I don't know, an iPad, okay. Send it to Nard and Ray at P.O. Box 2511, Humble, Texas 77347. You want to contact
on the landline, leave us a voice message, we'll play us on the show, wish us Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Feliz Navidad, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever. Happy Hanukkah. Our landline is 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Ray, that's not a landline.
It's whatever. Now. People won't know the difference.
People might say we're low tech. We have landlines still.
It's one of those floating imaginary landlines in cyberspace.
Yeah.
So.
That's right. Yeah, so give us a call. Leave us a voice message.
Or you can email us.
Yes. Mine is nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or... what's the other one they can mail us at, Maynard?
Also, show@bearpodcast.com. We both get those. So if you want to send us individually, you can do that. Or use the show@bearpodcast.com email. So you can email us there too. And subscribe to iTunes and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And we're really glad to have you guys as listeners. And we're really proud that, you know, we've been doing this for a couple of years now. And we get
a couple.
Many years now, I guess.
It's like five, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 5 years now, and we're going to try something soon, very soon, and
we're going to have sex with women.
That's right. Oh my god! Oh my god! No,
we're going to be breeders for sure. We're going to do it live on the air.
No, Ray, I cannot switch teams. No way, no. Anyway, okay, so we're going to try something different in a couple of weeks from now. We'll see 2011. We'll see what happens. And we're really glad to have you guys as listeners. And thank, and also the Bear Radio listeners and our friends out there. Okay, so Ray, what are you planning this week?
Just getting through the week, man. Just getting through the week.
Getting through the week. One last thing, Ray, we forgot. Walking Dead.
We'll talk about that later. I'm still grieving.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I'm working on something for us. You're supposed to give me some information.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting. That's right. I'll give it to you in a few. Okay. So thank you everyone for listening. And Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. And we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.